As a forward, again, you only need one chance to ruin his 70 minutes. You have to have that mentality all the time. I only need one ball here. You're in trouble again.
The Football Pod is available every Tuesday, exclusively on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan, and welcome to the OTB Lunchtime Wrap for a look at all of today's sports stories so far on Wednesday, the 23rd of February. Manchester United interim boss Ralph Rangnick has warned his players to expect a hostile atmosphere against Atletico Madrid tonight. United are in the Spanish capital for the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie. United will be without striker Edison Cavani due to a groin injury, while Atletico will have to do without Koke due to injury. Yana Carrasco and Felipe are both suspended for the Spanish champions. Rangnick knows what's in store for his players.
We need to play tactically on a high level, physically, mentally. We need to be prepared for a very emotional, if not even hostile atmosphere in that stadium. Some of our players will not be received with a red carpet, obviously. So, yeah, this is what we're all aware of.
Kickoff is 8 o'clock. At the same time, Benfica hosts Ajax. Meanwhile, Jurgen Klopp says he's only focused on his own side's results. Liverpool have a chance to move within 3 points of Premier League leaders Manchester City with a win at home to Leeds tonight. Liverpool have won 8 in a row in all competitions, including their last 5 in the league. But Klopp isn't paying much attention to renewed optimism that his side can win the league.
We have to be 100% focused on just this one game, because we cannot win the game and the league and everything in one game. We just can have to try to make sure we win a very difficult Premier League game.
That game at Anfield kicks off at 7:45. Before that, at 7:30, two of the bottom three are in action. Burnley are at home to Tottenham, while Watford host Crystal Palace. Derry City chairperson Philip O'Doherty says a contract extension for manager Rory Higgins shows the club is fully behind the team. Higgins has agreed a new deal until the end of 2025, as has defender Ronan Boyce. Derry started their SSE, or Tricity League Premier Division season, with a 2-2 draw with Dundalk last Friday. They played champions Shamrock Rovers this Friday. Kelly Harrington's booked a place in the semi-finals at the International Strania Tournament in Sofia. The Olympic champion was a unanimous points winner against Aidana Zabanbekova of Kazakhstan. The Dubliner, who's guaranteed herself a medal, will be back in action on Friday. Former Ireland captain Keith Wood believes it would make more sense to start Joey Carberry ahead of Johnny Sexton this weekend. Andy Farrell's side face Italy at the Aviva Stadium on Sunday in the Six Nations, and then go to Twickenham to play England 2 weeks later. Sexton missed the defeat to France, and some feel he might play against Italy to get some game time before that England match. Wood told OTB AM he'd like to see Munster scrum half Craig Casey feature at some stage against the Italians. And he says Carberry would have learned a lot against the French.
Played very well for a guy who'd played no rugby. Never mind a guy who'd had injuries for the last 3 or 4 years. I just thought he made mistakes, and he crabbed across the field, and he was a bit deep at times, and there was a whole variety of other things. Can you just imagine what's going through that young fella's head, having not played any rugby at all and playing against France? I thought the courage he showed in the game was incredible. So I'd like to see him get another run of it. I still see Johnny as our number 110. The only thing I would have said and that in this particular game is I'd like to see Craig Casey on the bench, because if he's to be the guy that's our third scrum half, he needs to be playing as well. And we need to see him in an international jersey, and I'd give him a run off the bench as well. So he'd be able to get up to that pressure very quickly. And I think we're far enough away for World Cup to be able to see that.
World number 3, Alexander Zverev, has been thrown out of the Mexican Open after he attacked an umpire's chair with his racket at the end of a doubles match. The German's been told by tournament organisers he'll play no further part due to unsportsmanlike conduct. Paddy Clifford says he always believed he was a good enough footballer to play for Kerry. The 25-year-old, who's the older brother of David, only made his first start for the Kingdom last year, and he played in all 4 of Kerry's championship games in 2021. Clifford's also been a regular in the league under new manager Jack O'Connor, and he says hard work in the gym has helped him to become a regular these days.
Maybe I just hadn't done enough, hadn't played well enough for a long enough period. It's probably the reason. And then I did a lot of work in the gym, on my speed, skills, things like that. And when I did get the chance, then I suppose I was kind of ready for it.
Cora Staunton kicked 3 goals for the Greater Western Sydney Giants in a dramatic 41-39 win over St Kilda in the AFLW this morning. The 4-time All-Ireland winner with Mayo has scored a total of 9 goals this season. 11-time All-Ireland winner with Cork Breed Stack also featured in her debut season. And Ulster have signed second row Frank Bradshaw Ryan ahead of next season. The Limerick-born 26-year-old joins from French club Nevers. He'll link up with the province in the summer and has agreed a one-year deal. Coming up on tonight's Off the Ball, Wednesday night rugby for a look ahead to this weekend's Six Nations action. And the football show will have all the latest from this evening's Champions League and Premier League games. As always, you can tune into News Talk from 7 o'clock or listen on the OTB Sports app.
The latest sports news in a bite-sized podcast, the OTB Lunchtime Wrap. Available every weekday on the OTB Sports app.